This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now tonight, whether you're doing this or doing that or however you're doing it, we appreciate everything you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, in an explosive interview on Tucker Carlson's show last night, Tony Bobulinski, the former business associate of Hunter Biden, detailed how he met with Joe Biden, his brother Jim, and his son Hunter regarding a lucrative financial deal with a Chinese energy company in 2017. And boy, all I can say is this just blew the windows off every building that was there.
Indeed it did, including my own.
There you go. So let me get into number one. Number one, Bobulinski said Joe Biden is lying when he claimed he never talked with his family members about their foreign business deals.
Correct.
Okay. Number two, Bobulinski said the Bidens wanted plausible deniability to conceal their foreign business deals. What's that?
What is plausible deniability?
Yep.
It means that there won't be tangible evidence available within that can have or demonstrate a proof. That doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't put your name on stuff, that gives you plausible deniability.
And Bobulinski then broke down how the Bidens plan to ensure Joe Biden would personally and secretly benefit from an equity stake in a Chinese business deal.
Correct. Or any other deal.
Yep.
Because there were several other deals out there. And we're concentrating on the China deal because of how adversarial the Chinese Communist Party is and the relationship or non-relationship between Beijing and the United States.
And then Bobulinski said that Hunter Biden and his associates referred to Joe Biden as the chairman.
Correct.
And then Bobulinski said the Chinese sought to lend millions of dollars to the Biden family, namely $5 million to start with. And then Hunter and a couple of his associates got $1.5 billion from the Chinese.
Correct.
And then Bobulinski said that Joe Biden is compromised by the Chinese, and that concerned him very, very much.
The biggest correct
mm-hmm.
of all of this
mm-hmm.
is yes. Yes, yes.
And then, of course, Bob Alinsky, who happens to be a Navy veteran, called out the Biden camp for smearing him as a conduit of Russian disinformation, saying it was disgusting, and he wanted the record straightened out.
Well, that part is the most interesting part of all of this, because that into itself gives credibility to Tony Bobulinski to start with. Understand that this guy is a former Navy intelligence officer who had what is known as Q clearance. Q clearance is virtually the highest clearance that you can have when it comes to security clearances.
Yep.
Q clearance is given by the Department of Energy. And why is that? Because the Department of Energy has all control and dominion over our nuclear weapons programs and systems and inventory. And that's what he had. And once you have it, you typically always have it, because of the nature of the nuclear information.
Mm-hmm.
This includes, by the way, all nuclear weapons design, restricted areas, arming, fusing, firing systems, all that kind of stuff. So the other thing is that once a year, people that hold a Q clearance are audited by the Department of Energy.
Right.
So it's kind of like it doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And he cannot accept any gift or something in kind of $25 or $25 or more.
That's right.
So that into itself tells you pretty much everything that you want to know that the guy is credible. The other thing is that once the Ron Johnson report came out and Tony Bobulinski read it, he got on the phone with the Biden clan spokesperson who was part of these deals and said, because they were all talking about Russian disinformation.
Yep.
And he said, I'm gonna give you guys until Sunday night at midnight to clean it up.
Hold that thought, because when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, we'll have a couple of more points on the Bobulinski thing. And by the way, there was an audio tape that was played, and what was said on that tape is really damning on top of everything else that's been going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my discussion with Vinny Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, remember, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company, and you can go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the things they've got there, and whatever it is you order, you're going to save 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT. R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, I happen to take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and they work for me. It gives me a little bit more pep in my step, because certainly I'm not eating enough of the right kind of foods. This will help you balance that out. And, oh, by the way, I definitely don't get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, and this does that and then some. So this is a great deal. So try out the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, and all you got to do is give them a call at 800-246-8751, or you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, I want to finish up the Bob Alinsky thing, and you brought up a point during the break, and I'm going to raise that here in just a second. When Bob Alinsky demanded the Biden camp retract their smears about him being part of a Russian disinformation campaign, he warned that he'd go public with what he knew if they did not. And this is where we heard about Biden insider Rob Walker. And he apparently recorded him saying, and I quote, "You're just going to bury all of us, man."
Bob Alinsky happened to be in Washington, D.C. because his sister-in-law had just died of cancer. And this all kind of accumulated on the same few days. And so he had picked up the phone and he called Rob Walker and he said, because Rob Walker is a spokesperson, perhaps even a lawyer for the Biden clan. And he said, you better start making some phone calls, and you better start walking, having them walk back or retract the statements when it comes to the fact that this is Russia disinformation. And I'm giving you until Sunday night that I better start seeing some people on TV that are retracting that statement. And if you don't, then I'm going to go public with all of this. And that is the reason for that recorded part of the call. And Rob Walker was like, you know, dude, I don't know. I'm going to try this. Blah, 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 you know, and if you go ahead with this, you know, it's got a lot of consequences, so on and so forth. And Zelensky's like, dude, I'm just telling you. I'm giving you the time. I'm giving you the opportunity. This is what you better do. And come Monday morning, there was no retractions. That's the reason he went public. And the reason is, this guy is a patriot. He's a naval officer. He still retains a Q clearance. And to have him be charged, if you will, publicly, politically charged as a Russian agent, because that's what, you know, those like that Biden himself has even said on TV, and Adam Schiff has said, is intolerable. So that's why we are where we are.
Now, the other thing is his life is in desperate danger because they need to take care of him or he's going to die of a poisoning or whatever.
He, in fact, is very aware of this. And he said in the interview with Tucker that he, in fact, has a couple of buddies that are former Navy SEALs that are protecting his family. And that he and the family have had full discussions, and he is well prepared to stay away from his family for the next 4 years if he has to.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's very wealthy in his own right. Okay, he doesn't need the money. He doesn't even need the deal. And in fact, he was seeing some of these items in the news, in the messaging, and he pushed back from the deal.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, Bob Alinsky said the only reason that Hunter Biden was able to reap the windfalls of the foreign money from countries like China was because his father was the vice president of the United States, Joe Biden.
Correct.
And that's the way that story ends right there.
Well, it's clearly not ended because, you know, what Bob Alinsky has turned over to the authorities, including, you know, the Senate and the FBI, is very limited because he wasn't part of whatever deal or deals, plural, came down. He was at the beginning, but he walked away from it, essentially. So we are now in a place where other agencies, the FBI, the Senate, the Treasury Department, the Department of Justice, and the Southern District of New York, they are likely, because of losing the laptop, in possession of contracts and agreements and everything else that Tony was not a part of.
Did you hear what Jim Jordan said about all this?
I don't know. I doubt it.
He said, this is his quote, they said the fake dossier is real. Now they're saying
right.
Now he's saying the real laptop and emails are fake.
Right.
What a tangled web we weave, huh?
Crazy.
Yeah. Now, the justice, the newly sworn in Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, took her seat, which she was sworn in by the Chief Justice yesterday, and now she starts a very busy schedule with a whole bunch of cases coming up, and right away, the Pennsylvania Election Board is seeking her recusal in the Pennsylvania balloting case that's coming up.
It won't happen.
Well, I know it won't happen, but still, here we go, right?
I mean, it isn't even just so much Pennsylvania. There are already cases, emergency filings in the pipeline that were there before she was even sworn in.
That's right.
So, and there will likely be many more between now and, I would say, even up to 2 weeks after Election Day.
Yep. By the way, Joe Biden challenged President Trump yesterday. He says, go ahead, compare our physical and mental acuity. I'm happy to have that comparison. And that's the answer from the laughing man.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a little smile there. All right. Now, Trump supporters are being warned that they may face a string of attacks before Election Day by some of these radicals that are out there trying to do anything they can to suppress the ballot, suppress the voting.
Well, let me kind of confirm that because I have some high-up connections. And I know what is being planned for and what law enforcement and mayors and everything else are being told. And it isn't just, you know, every mayor, because that's not the case. It's those cities that they would expect some things to really go sideways. And I particularly am interested because of Atlanta, and I have a son that's in Atlanta. So, yes, there are some high warnings, and I would just say precautions being taken now.
Now, the president...
If Facebook is taking them, then law enforcement is taking them.
Now, today, it looks like as if Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will defend their legal protections granted to technology companies in front of a congressional committee. Now, I thought it was put off until November, but apparently they're going in front of the House Congressional Committee to talk about social media's role in moderating speech.
I don't know which committee it is, so I can't really speak to it.
Probably Jerry Nadler, just a guess. All right, here comes the music, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the articles that she writes, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a Tuesday rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies he said hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left, and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you're looking for a career change or if you're looking for a tremendous opportunity, I would strongly suggest you check out the National Aviation Academy at naa.edu and see what it's about, becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy is to take a tour of one of their campuses. Now, you can do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. And if you're in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, or in that area, or that's closest to you, that would be one you could go to. The other one would be in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Either way, call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. That's the best way to do it. All right. The Navy has ordered a stand down of some of their aircraft after a crash killed two in Alabama. Navy aviation units that aren't currently deployed were directed Monday to hold a service-wide safety stand-down following a pair of recent crashes, including one that killed two military officers. One was a naval officer, flight instructor. The other was a Coast Guard officer learning how to fly. Now, the Pentagon will have to put off moving the F-35 program to full-rate production due to another delay in starting critical simulation tests. This is the second time that's happened. China's government said it will impose sanctions on U.S. military contractors, including Boeing's defense unit and Lockheed Martin, for supplying weapons to rival Taiwan, stepping up a feud between Washington over security and Beijing's strategic ambitions. Now, the superintendent of the Virginia Military Institute agreed to resign a week after the Democratic leadership in the state, Governor Ralph Northam, ordered an investigation into what they characterized as a culture of ongoing structural racism without understanding that the plebe system doesn't choose race. It's just a system that's used that happens to be very hard, very tough, but it's designed to make leaders out of young men and young women to be officers in the military. The plebe system, same thing they do at West Point, by the way. Now, the folks in South Korea have reported that 13 more service members who arrived in South Korea from the U.S. have now tested positive for COVID-19. They're currently in isolation at Camp Humphreys. That's the standard procedure for what they do over there. Also, a targeted strike by U.S. forces in Afghanistan killed five Taliban fighters attacking Afghan security forces. We heard that from a spokesman for the U.S. forces in Afghanistan as they announced it via a tweet. Now, U.S. Indo-Pacific Command Forces teamed up with units from the Japan Self-Defense Force and launched Exercise Keen Sword 21, bringing together approximately 9,000 service members from the U.S. Navy, Air Force, Army, and Marine Corps. That's going on now. And the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, known as the SDF, continue to carry out raids targeting militants affiliated with the Islamic State terror group in eastern Syria. There's still a pocket where the ISIS folks are still there in Syria. And the United States has confirmed the death of a high-ranking al-Qaeda official in Afghanistan, describing it as a major setback for the group, despite some initial confusion in reporting about his seniority. Now, former secret files are raising the questions about the security of American bases in Africa. We'll see where that goes, but right now there is concern that maybe some of the bad guys, like Boko Haram and their cohorts in Africa, know more about us than we know about them. We'll soon know. The Department of Defense kicked off a new hypersonic program. The F-18 will be getting a hypersonic cruise missile. It's a $20 million effort led by Texas A&M University to do research on dozens of hypersonic weapons projects to stay ahead of China. It's a five-year project, by the way. And once a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, all eyes will be on a four-star Army officer, General Gus Perna. He heads up the complicated and staged distribution system that will get it into the hands of Americans. And basically, what we're hearing is you can have a shot, a vaccine shot, within 24 hours once this gets distributed anywhere in the country. Now, coronavirus cases in the military doubled last week. Over the prior week, All that means is that more people tested positive. Doesn't mean they've come down with anything, but it means they've tested positive. Now, Alec Skarlatos and two friends thwarted an attack by a gunman on a Paris-bound train. It's a dramatic and heroic action that was made into a movie by Clint Eastwood, in which the trio starred as themselves back in 2015. And Alec is currently running in Oregon for Congress. He's a former Oregon National Guardsman. And I wish him well, and we'll see how he does. Now, two Democrats on the Senate Armed Services Committee are calling on panel leaders to hold a hearing on the Defense Department's response to COVID-19 and its role in Operation Warp Speed. That, of course, is a White House-backed effort to create and distribute a vaccine for every American. And Elaine Luria and Abigail Spanberger were part of the historic wave of women who helped Democrats retake the U.S. House in 2018. And when they got to Washington, both established themselves as party moderates willing to work with Republicans on legislation. Nancy's not happy, by the way. And the National Governors Association thanked the House and Senate chairman for including its top priorities in their respective defense policy bills. Now, this according to language that was put in there to modify the National Guard response to disasters and pandemics, which helps the states out. Now, President Vladimir Putin proposed that NATO and Russia should conduct mutual inspections of each other's military bases to secure a moratorium on the deployment of new missiles in Europe following last year's demise of a U.S.-Russian nuclear arms pact. Is there anybody that thinks that's going to happen? I don't. I don't think we want the Russians anywhere near our stuff, to be honest with you. And the U.S. State Department is authorizing the sale of 400 anti-ship cruise missiles, along with associated road mobile launchers, radars, and technical support to Taiwan in a deal that's now worth $2.37 billion. And we'll see how all that works out. Well, coming up in just about 3 or 4 minutes, right after this break, we'll have Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And keep in mind, we talk a lot with Chris about money, but I'm going to start out today talking about this testimony last night, this interview on Tucker Carlson's show with Mr. Bubalinski, Terry Bubalinski. We'll see what we can find out there, see what he thinks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. You know that statement, right? Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness product company. They have a complete line of products there. You can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, find out more about what's there, and then take advantage of a 35% discount by using the product code RESULT. Now, I choose to take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, which work for me. It's helped me lower and keep my blood pressure low, as well as lose some weight, because by taking the Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables, I've quit snacking on all sorts of stuff. Because if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, I would strongly suggest the fruits and veggie capsules. And by the way, it'll give you a little extra pep in your step too. All you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Don't forget, that's balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save 35% and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Morning.
Is it cold up there?
No. I mean, it was cold from Florida, but I mean,
When, you know, in Florida, when it gets down to that weather, when it gets in the 50s, everybody gets really chilled and puts on their winter coats.
They bring out their winter coats, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm starting to cool off, but it ain't too bad.
Okay. All right, we got that settled. Good. Did you see or hear about the interview Tucker Carlson had last night with this guy, Tony Bobulinski?
Yeah, I was reading about it this morning.
What do you think?
Listen, I mean, the guy seems credible, but, you know, I still am subscribing to the same thing that, you know, like Ted Cruz has been saying, is that I don't think it's going to be changing enough people's minds. I really don't. You know, it's like extra read all about it. 47-year politician is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
See that, you know, more often than not. It's actually be more shocking if he wasn't corrupt.
Sure.
And that's, you know, that's part of the issue. I mean, it's what happens when you put people into power for that long a period of time in a system where the longer you stick around, the more power you get, the more positions you end up gaining, your Rolodex grows. So, you know, I think that, you know, anybody that has half a brain that thinks that Joe Biden was clean as upstate New York snow, I'm just, you know, I think it's ridiculous.
Now, you've heard of the Epoch Times?
Yes.
A story broke yesterday, an investigative story from an investigative reporter there, that American universities have failed to report $6.5 billion in foreign gifts and contracts. This started under Barack Obama and Joe Biden when they got elected about 2 years later, 2010. An investigation by the Department of Education found this out. Federal law does require schools to disclose substantial foreign gifts and contracts to the Department of Education twice a year, and many have for years failed to do so, while others do, but they severely underreport the income. $6.5 billion allowed under Obama and Biden from foreign countries.
Yeah, I mean, I know that was also in the Wall Street Journal as well. They're talking about the amount of money that was coming into these schools and how it was not reported. I can't tell you how many times on my program I've told parents and people out there that colleges and universities, they have a nonprofit status, but the reality is they're just hedge funds. They're businesses. And the people working there make a hell of a lot of money. You take a look at some of the endowments from some of these major universities, and they have billions and billions of dollars put away. You talk about corruption, and you take a look at people in Washington, D.C., that all of a sudden, after their career is up, or maybe they got themselves in a little trouble and they got to get away from Washington for a while, they end up being a chancellor at a university. Or like you were talking about, a guy like Peter Stroke gets a job being a professor at Georgetown.
Yeah.
And this is how corrupt all of this is. Most people don't know this, but Joe Biden was actually a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. And he got paid like $700,000 to $800,000 to do that position, and he never taught a class.
He never did a thing. Yep.
Never did a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, how the system works. And this is, you know, colleges and universities, how you take care of these people that are part of what I like to call the watchdog on Wall Street's axis of evil.
Yeah. Speaking of axis of evil, there is a huge fake news story that came out yesterday, and actually it's been mentioned two or three times, but yesterday it came out talking about the fact that, well, the Trump campaign is pulling money out of battleground states, and they're doing this and they're doing that. Well, it's not true, because the Bloomberg story where this came from is so wrong it never should have been written. Now, the campaign, with the Republican National Committee coordinated by, is up to a seven-figure buy here in Florida on a broadcast TV schedule alone. Now, in addition to Florida, they're up to six figures in local cable, six figures in Spanish language, and six figures on radio and other battleground states across the country. Their ad buying by the week, for the week by the state, has been consistent, and reporting on this issue demonstrates that the Bloomberg report either got it wrong on purpose or didn't understand how ad buying actually works. What say you?
Listen, all of the money that's, you think about the money that's spent, you know, these presidential campaigns, and it's obscene.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it's hard for me to track where the spending actually goes. I think, the best advertising for Donald Trump is you just take a look at his record, and his rallies are really, you know, he's really, you know, bringing them in at those rallies.
Sure.
People really enthusiastic at those. I don't know how much TV people watch anymore. Again, I don't really watch really any sort of cable news that, or cable at much, unless it's a football game or something like that at this point in time that I maybe want to watch. So I don't know how effective those ads are at this point in time. You know, who knows? Who knows? Like I said, who's watching what? But you take a look at the ratings and they're just not there.
Now, the presidential, President Trump's campaign website got defaced and hacked yesterday. Was promoting some sort of crypto scam. The FBI is on the job right now investigating. Apparently there's a lot of shenanigans going on.
Yeah, I heard about that. It was hacked. And you mentioned there was some crypto scam out there. And I've, you know how I've made fun of those things for a long period of time. I've been hacked before. I'm sure that they cleaned it up, and then the FBI was probably on it fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about this before too, with the ballot boxes and the voting mail-in ballots and people that want to drop their ballots off and all that stuff. And yesterday, the Texas Supreme Court said that the state can in fact limit the ballot box drop sites to where they have like one in a county at the supervisor of elections office.
Well, I mean, that's how things should be done, quite honestly. I know people complain, oh, I got to wait in line. You know, tough. You know, suck it up. I mean, you'll live. You have to wait a little bit. I think that this needs to have, we need to obviously have greater control over this. I want eyeballs on all of these boxes out there because, no, I don't trust people. I don't want to see, you know, boxes coming out of, magically coming out of people's trunks like they had in Minnesota, which allowed Al Franken to win.
Yeah.
I don't trust. I'm sorry, the left has a long, long, long history of fraud. In fact, that's, you know, more than likely how John F. Kennedy won. So it's just the reality.
Well, the other thing is that we have the U.S. now being warned, businesses are being warned of North Korean hackers as we get closer to the election. I don't know why North Korea would want to be hacking businesses.
I haven't heard anything about that. That doesn't really seem to make really make any sense. I talked about North Korea and that really kind of odd speech given by Kim Jong-un where he was crying to the people and apologizing. And I said to myself, in the first time of communist dictators, I've never, ever seen one apologize to his people and get emotional over failures. That just doesn't happen. And, you know, I imagine that sent the intelligence services, you know, scratching their head about what in the world was going on over there in that country. Because, you don't recall Brezhnev, Khrushchev, Castro, Pol Pot, Maduro, any of those guys crying and apologizing for their failures.
Simple question. Should big tech be broken up, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And if they do that, how do they do it, and what do we get?
Hey, listen, you know, you just break them up into the various different pieces out there so you allow for more competition. And it's not just big tech. It's the media. That's what really needs to be broken up. I saw a story today where Amazon was thinking of buying CNN.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, they own the Washington Post. No, yeah. No, these media outlets need to be independent.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay warm up there.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. I'll be right back with Colonel Jim Orchard.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.